takes on the FBI. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News, former President Trump is suing the federal government over the seizure of documents from his home in Florida. He's asking for a neutral special master to go through the material to determine what should be returned to him and for the FBI to stop going through it until that happens. Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner on Fox and Friends.
Unfortunately, we've lost a lot of faith in the fairness of the judicial system.
A federal judge signed off on the Mar-a-Lago search warrant and has given the Justice Department until Thursday to suggest redactions to the affidavit used to support the warrant request before it's released to the public. It's primary day in Florida and New York. Florida Democrats are choosing a candidate for governor.
Charlie Crist, former governor, he's running against the Ag Commissioner, Nikki Fried, who is currently Florida's only statewide elected Democrat. Now, the winner will take on Republican Governor Ron DeSantis come November.
Fox's Kevin Cork. New York House Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney faces a primary challenge from the more liberal state senator, Alessandra Biaggi. Democrats Carolyn Maloney and Jerry Nadler face each other because of redistricting. There are also primary runoff elections today in Oklahoma. The Pentagon is again saying no to D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's request for help with migrants coming into the city.
Bowser was turned down by the Pentagon earlier this summer when she asked for 150 National Guard troops to help with migrants being bussed in from Texas and Arizona. The mayor saying then she believed it was because she didn't say how long the Guard may be needed. The second time, she made a more specific request, and this time the Pentagon said it still can't help because the Guard doesn't have the proper training or experience. Migrants have been coming to Washington for months as border state governors hope federal lawmakers will take action to cut the number of migrants crossing in from Mexico. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
The State Department's urging Americans to leave Ukraine over a threat of Russian military strikes on civilian and government targets. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Checking in on Wall Street this Tuesday morning. Stocks are basically flat. The Dow is down 33 points. More testimony at the singer R. Kelly's child pornography trial in Chicago.
A woman described confronting the R&B singer in the early 2000s and asking him if he was sexually abusing her daughter. She also testified that she and her husband feared for their lives after Kelly responded, "You're either with us or against us." She claims that's why she lied to a state grand jury about a pornographic video featuring Kelly and a young girl. The woman told the grand jury the girl wasn't her daughter. During cross-examination, Kelly's attorneys asked her if she was telling the truth now. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A group of South Korean adoptees who were sent to Danish parents as kids from the 1970s to the early 90s want a probe of how that process played out.
53 people born in South Korea and adopted by families in Denmark are demanding answers from their native government. They claim corrupt practices used in the adoption process allowed inaccurate or false information in their adoption papers, some of it distorting their biological origins with wrong birth names, dates, locations, or other details about birth parents. Some of those sent overseas were registered as legal orphans found abandoned, even though they had relatives living in South Korea at the time. A government counsel in Seoul has up to 4 months to decide to accept the application for an investigation. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The South Korean car companies Hyundai and Kia are recalling 281,000 SUVs over reports of 25 fires or parts melting due to a problem with trailer hitch wiring. No crashes or injuries are reported. Company saying documents posted by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration that debris and moisture can accumulate in a circuit board in the tow hitch wiring. That can cause an electrical short, which can lead to a fire. Owners of these recent model Palisades and Tellurides are advised to park outdoors and away from buildings. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.